This is KUT. As greenhouse gases heat the atmosphere, we can expect more severe floods and droughts. That could be trouble for critical infrastructure, like bridges and roads in many cities. KUT's Mose Bouchel takes a look at the risk posed here in Central Texas.
In southeast Austin, where a creek runs under Hokey Lane, floods happen even in moderate rainfall. Pam Kerfoot is an engineer with the city's Watershed Protection Department.
This is the only way in and out of this whole neighborhood right here. And so we would have the water, you know, the road going underwater a lot. We have school buses going by. Our crews would have to come out and shut the road down a lot.
That's why a few years ago, the city upgraded the bridge.
Yeah, if you walk over this thing, you get the feeling the bridge is much longer than it needs to be. But look closely beneath the bridge and you see evidence that all this area has been flooded out relatively recently. So if a heavy rain comes, this bridge here is going to be really necessary.
Kerfoot says the city's looking at raising bridges or adding culverts in 5 to 10 other spots around town. She says sometimes that's because design standards have improved.
And sometimes it's just, you know, our understanding of risk changes, our ability to model rainfall and what rainfall does in creek systems, it changes.
And that's where climate change comes into play.
The problem is actually quite common all over the country.
Jim Schwab just retired as manager of the Hazards Planning Center for the American Planning Association. He says most bridges were built before we had a good knowledge of how global warming leads to more severe weather.
But if we can assume bigger floods, bigger rainstorms, the net result is that the bridge may need to be higher than it is now.
A couple years ago here in Austin, the group in charge of regional planning, known as CAMPO, commissioned a study on how climate change could affect 9 local bridges, roads, and rail lines. It found them all potentially vulnerable to increased flooding, drought, or extreme heat. Back on that bridge on Hokey Lane, Pam Kerfoot says this road needed work regardless of climate models. And other things added the increase in flood risk as well, things like the increase in impervious cover that comes with development.
To us, you know, the data is the data. And if we have information that shows that, you know, our 100-year storm event should be bigger than what we're currently modeling, then we'll work to incorporate that.
The trick, she says, is to not just build infrastructure that will work for today's Austin, but that will serve in our city and our climate 50 years from now. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.